You're on Around SA with Inga. I'm delighted to have Sam Telfer, the Member for Flinders and Shadow Minister for Local Government, joining us once again. Sam, how are you?
Very well. Always good to talk.
Now, we've got a couple of things to discuss, actually. I've noticed that there are some councils around our regional areas who will be holding supplementary elections early next year. Can you tell us a little bit about why this occurs?
Yeah, so this is all in response to the local government elections, which were held at the end of this year. You know, the dust has settled on them the last few weeks, but some of these councils didn't actually have enough nominations to fill the vacancies that were required to be filled. So it's been an interesting process in these councils looking at what the timing would be and working with the Electoral Commission for supplementary elections to fill vacancies to make sure they've got a full elected member body for the next 4 years. So it's been an interesting process, and the dates from ECSA are being released for these councils, and I really am just encouraging people, firstly, to make sure they're enrolled and ready to vote, but also, you know, the community leaders all around the state to consider putting their hand up for council. It's an incredibly rewarding yet challenging role. I did it for 12 years myself. I know the challenges of being on council in a regional area, but it is so rewarding to be a part of the future of what our regional communities are.
What were some of the challenges that you faced when you were in that role?
Oh, look, any time that you're making decisions around, you know, obviously the taxing of your fellow citizens and the really important and responsibility, really, of deciding some of the priorities for expenditure in your community. So what are the pieces of infrastructure, the roads, the footpaths, the important steps for the future that we need to be putting money into? What are they for each of our communities? And being on council, it means you're very accessible. And if you're a councillor in a regional council, you know that at any time people can be asking you questions about those decisions, and you need to make sure you're taking everything into account when you're making them. But as I said, it's not just a challenge, but it's a great responsibility. And I think especially in regional communities, we recognise that everyone has the opportunity to do their part when it comes to contributing to their community. And you know, I'm really appreciative when people put their hand up for council, because it's a really important aspect.
So, okay, so we've thought about becoming a councillor and gone, you know what, maybe I could give this a crack. What do you think the time commitment is to something like this?
Well, it does vary, but I always say to people it's probably more than you think it's going to be, because it's not just your monthly or, in some councils, fortnightly council meetings. It's actually work that needs to be done all the time on budgets and workshops, and a decision's only as good as the amount of work that a council puts into it, and they need to make sure that they're listening to their community and being responsive. It is a great challenge, but the rewards that come out the other end for the community are so immense. And you know, when you spend a number of years in council and you can actually see those decisions of yours come to fruition, it is really encouraging. So, look, I'd encourage people of all different backgrounds, you know, whether it's business, whether it's community leadership, whether it's people who have had long experience in the workforce or young people even that are looking at being a part of the vision and the future for their community. There's opportunities for everyone to put their hand up for council. And in these supplementary elections that are scheduled in particular, it's really important that the right people put their hands up and be considered by their community.
We'll continue talking to Sam Telfer, Member for Flinders and Shadow Minister for Local Government, next on Around SA. Here on Around SA with Inga, as we continue talking to Member for Flinders and Shadow Minister for Local Government, Sam Telfer. Now, just quickly, there are a lot of council areas, and we're talking particularly regional areas, that are having supplementary elections. Can you tell us a few of those?
Yeah, so the ones that I know about, Tumby Bay and Woodner, Streaky Bay and Kimber, I know down in the southeast, Robe and Kingston are going to be looking for a mayor. The Southern Mallee Council has got a number of vacancies down there in the southeast, and Mount Remarkable in one of their wards has certainly got one, and Copper Coast has got a vacancy as well. So, yeah, there's really spread around the state. it really is, I think, a result of a change within the legislation. It's something which I'm going to make sure I'm talking closely with my regional councils in particular on, around the visibility of nominations as they were coming in for the council elections. At previous elections, when a nomination for council comes in, it gets recorded and then posted on the wall of the council, and so people in the community know, you know, who is nominated, how many vacancies are there, how many people put their hand up for those positions. The change in the local government reforms that went through in the last state parliament term meant that there was not that visibility, that public access to nominations wasn't there, and I think that's really an unfortunate byproduct in our regional communities. Means that rather than knowing, oh, there's a shortfall of nominations, maybe I'd better put my name in to be that important community leader, that wasn't happening. So it's something that I'm certainly going to be working closely with local government to ask the question, as well as many other questions around the local government election process. What can we do to change it, to make it better, to be more responsive to what our expectations of our community is?
Yeah, I think that's a really good thought. Now, just quickly, before I let you go, how do we nominate? If someone goes, you know what, that actually sounds like something I'm interested in, how do they go about it?
So the dates that I've seen from the Electoral Commission, the 20th of December is when the close of roll is. So that's if you're wanting to vote in a council election, you need to be enrolled. So it's either people who have moved since they've last enrolled, or maybe they haven't been enrolled before, or maybe they are landowners within a council area but not necessarily residents. They can be on the supplementary roll. But then nominations for council itself open on the 13th of January. So that will come around very quickly, only a bit over a month away. And those nominations, that nomination period is open for 2 weeks, so from the 13th to the 27th of January. And from there, the nomination packs will be, and voting packs will be emailed out to, sorry, will be mailed out to people from the 15th of February. And the voting will happen in that end of February, start of March period. Yeah, a lot of dates there, but I really do encourage people to just keep in contact with what their council are putting out, because they're going to be the best source of information. They're the council newsletter or the council Facebook page, and make sure they're fully aware of when this period starts, and people that are considering putting their hand up for council are well aware of the timing and the process to follow.
It's an exciting time, and I hope anyone who does put their hand up gets in and absolutely enjoys every single second of it. Thank you for your time, Sam.
Always a pleasure.
Sam Telfer, Member for Flinders and Shadow Minister for Local Government here on Around SA.